This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
One of my legs is 48 kilos.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hey, one of your feet.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
Oh, of course you feel good. End of the week, you're listening to us. You got a couple of magnificent hours.
Yeah.
Then you got football all weekend. And I'll tell you what's coming up, Liam Duggan.
Liam Duggan.
Ahead of the Western Derby.
Big game.
Only place in the world they call it the Derby over there. Looking forward to that. I've got a bit of brag artist, of course. There's cash to give away.
Yep.
10 grand if you don't mind. Jacob Van Rooy and the Rooster.
From South Africa.
Looking forward to chatting to him. Idiot Song, which I've heard and absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie's on fire.
No.
And then you've got a joke from Cam Bancroft that I'm really interested in to finish the show. As I say, from Adelaide, hello to yous twos.
Yous twos. That's Zoe. That's not right, is it? It's you two. Cam Bancroft sent me he slid into my DMMs.
Oh, DMMs. DMMs.
Yeah, and he sent me a joke, Jim. So
does
thank
it every
you,
time? You're starting again, the next lot.
Hey, now, I'm just a little bit worried about you, James.
Why?
Me old mate over there.
No, we're not old mates.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm calling the footy.
Where?
I'm sitting at the Adelaide Oval.
Righto.
And then we get into Adelaide and Essendon.
Okay,
why?
Because there's a game on tonight, a VFL game between Frankston and the Northern Bull Ants, Jim, okay?
Right.
And you wouldn't believe this. This is a big game on, and then we go through the umpires. Field umpire Alex Murray, Luke Porter, Matt Marnie. Boundary umpires Harry Bell, James Brayshaw.
No.
Yes, your boundary umpire
no.
at the moment. Frankston, Jim.
That's not true.
It is. Look at him. Isn't it, Rabs? That
That's
is
100% true.
There's a guy running the boundary called James Brayshaw.
Well, no, you are. No, it must be you, because you need a dollar, do you?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. Growing up, I started in the sort of media space as a younger man.
Yes.
And therefore, as we all know, you don't please everyone in this business. But back in those days, you had numbers that went into the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
A bloke rang me out of nowhere, just rang my home phone.
Yes.
Said, is that James Brayshaw? I said, yeah, it is. Who's this? James Brayshaw. He goes, do you mind making your phone number private? I just get one call after another of people abusing me for being a dickhead. I said, mate, I'm very sorry. And I hung up from him and made my phone number private at that minute.
Well, good luck tonight.
So he's the only other James Brayshaw I've ever heard of.
Frankston v. Northern Bull Ants at Frankston. You're running the boundary. Well done, Jimmy boy.
I'm not. I'm here. And I'll tell you what it is. It's beautiful here. The Adelaide overlooking a picture. Might get a bit colder later on, Fat. Shocking game. Shocking game last night.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after we speak to our friend here, old button pusher, Rab.
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
It wouldn't be panoramic.
Panoramic. That's it. Jim.
Couldn't figure out what a panoramic photo was.
That's a long time ago. Yeah. We've all improved since then.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Listen up for the idiot file.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now for
it's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well done, Western Bulldogs. We must say that off the top. And to Bevo and his team.
Well, I did say that yesterday and you didn't listen.
You jump on some wagons. Oh, bandwagon.
I said, he's been very good and their best is very good. That's what I said.
So
just say, Jim, you were right.
Yeah, that's crap.
You can just say that. Just say, Jim, you were right.
Saints did not fire a shot last night,
no.
Jim. Quarter time, 7-1 to one goal, game over. I turned it off. I couldn't watch it anymore.
What happened?
They did not fire a shot anywhere. They were poor down back, which they've been very, very good of late. They were poor in the middle, and they couldn't kick a goal. Norton kicked six, which was great.
Very well done.
I was trying to send
him down.
I was trying to send him down back.
You were.
And Cody Waitman kicked three in the first quarter. Game over. Well done. Well done, Dogs.
I had to go to a jumper presentation thing for my youngest son, and I keep saying daughter-in-law, because I don't like stepdaughter, but she's in the first 18 as well, so they were both there. I got home halfway through the third quarter. I thought I'd watch, because I got the Saints next week, and Bill, the Dogs were taking the piss.
Oh.
Like, it was like a training drill.
I know.
Were just marking and handballing with zero pressure. I thought, wow. The boss ain't going to be happy any of this.
And he wasn't too bad after the game, actually. I didn't realise. Three games in 11 days or something.
But So there might have been a reason behind it. But it's what we do, Fat. It's a cyclical weekly thing. But we want to bury people. We want to finish people's season. We want people to get sacked. And that was what everyone was saying last week with Bevo. And now he's delivered a nice thumping and they're back on track.
It's cyclical. Well, good word, Jim. Well, exactly like Adelaide and Essendon tonight, who had big wins last week, and they're back in town. So that should be a good game tonight. I'm looking forward to that one.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Collingwood, no change. But guess what? Steel Sidebottom plays his 314th game. 314, Jim.
Why are you picking that out?
Well, he goes past Tony Shaw.
Yes,
well done to Steel
Sidebottom. Second most for the club.
Behind Scott.
He's still a long way back from Scont Pendlebury, Ash called him famously once. Scont.
Exactly right. Gold Coast have named another debut.
Debut
player.
Right.
Jake Rogers. And guess where he's from, Jim?
The Academy.
The Academy. Suns Academy. So he joins Jed Walter, Ethan Reed, Will Graham, and the other boys there. And I think that's five from the Academy. Sam Closey, the other one.
You just couldn't read it, could you?
I just couldn't see it. So good luck to Jake Rogers there.
This is what I think happened, Fat.
What?
Dougie Evans, the CEO up there, he's a very good man and a good operator.
Yes.
Rang Dimmer and said, Dimmer, we'd like you to come up here and coach. And Dimmer said, look, I'm not really.
I'm Dimmer, right? I can't leave Richmond. No, I don't think I'm ready to go up there yet.
I'll just run you past, Dimmer, some of these kids we got in the academy. We're going to take five of them in the next draft, and they're going to all play for you for the next decade. Let me run you through them.
Righto. Yeah, well,
and,
okay, actually, I'm getting a bit interested now. Yes. How much are we talking there?
Whatever you want, we'll pay you whatever you want, and you'll have those kids at your disposal. But I tell you, it's exciting, Bill. They are going to be unbelievably good.
And they tell us there's another three or four next year.
On the way through in the next 2 years, I hear, so absolutely.
Hey, the Triple MVP Award, that is a big award. I think we've picked the Brownlow medalists the last three times, right?
Sounds about right.
You sure? Anyway, Isaac Heaney currently leads that, Jimmy boy, the MVP, after five rounds with nine votes. So he's leading with nine.
Yes.
Christian Petrakis sits equal third with six votes alongside five other players. So guess who is second? I'll give you 10 guesses. It might be too long for radio. But
Matt Rowell?
No.
Right.
Fullback.
Jacob Wiedering?
No. Over in Perth-ish.
Oh, Alex Pierce.
Yes, he is second on. So Isaac Heaney on nine, Alex Pierce on seven, and then Christian Petrarca and his mates on six.
Interesting.
It's always a good little liner-upper.
Well, we know Alex Pierce won't win the Brownlow.
No. Melbourne Storm had another
lead. Not that he isn't a magnificent player.
No, that's right. But we know because he's
hasn't been a bloody defender since Ross Glendening.
Has a fullback ever won it?
Well, Roscoe was a centre-half back.
I know. Full-back, Beazie ever won the Brownlow? Yeah. Put you on notice.
Chicken Smallhorn.
Was he? Well done to Storm. They defeated the Sydney Roosters 18-12. It was all locked up, 12-all with 10 minutes to go. And then Xavier Coates got over the line in the 73rd minute. It was magnificent, Rabsy.
Yes.
Haven't got it?
It was magnificent.
No. We'll just call it.
No audio.
Come on, Rabs. And they sit on top of the line.
I think he's dropped it.
No, he didn't drop it. He got over the line. Just put his arm over the line with the ball. That's it.
That's not a try. That's a miracle.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Top of the ladder they are now. And horse racing, Jim. Three Group 1 races tomorrow. Two in Sydney and one in Perth in Ascot. Guess what it's called?
What's it called?
Who are you waving to?
Who are you waving
Bluey.
To?
Bluey.
Oh. The field.
I've been kicked out of the main studio.
Is he in Frankston too?
I've been punted down the road.
A Group 1 race in Ascot, Perth tomorrow called the Quokka.
Really?
It's a big race, the Quokka.
The Quokka.
And the NHL, Arizona Coyotes, are officially on the move, Jim. They've been poor on the ice for a long time
now.
Right,
yeah.
So they've been sold to an ownership group in Salt Lake City.
Oh, Salt Lakes.
Guess how much? $1.2 billion.
Nice.
And guess what they're going to be called for the next 2 years?
The Salt Lake Cities?
Well, no, not the Salt Lake Cities, Jim. The Utah Hockey Club. I haven't got a name for them yet. They're not called the city.
Liam Duggan's going to join us next the from Quokkas, the West Coast.
Not the only big thing happening tomorrow. The Derby is on between West Coast and Fremantle.
Salt
and
Lake.
The Eagles co-captain Liam Duggan joins us next. We're going to ask him about Harley Reid as
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't know if the world's gone mad or if I've gone mad, to be honest.
Right now, we're joined by the Eagles co-captain Liam Duggan ahead of the Western Derby tomorrow night.
The kick to the top of the square to Waterman. Couldn't take the mark. Duggan there to try and help out. Kicks it off the ground.
Shoot, quick hand pass. Got it to Marston. Out wide to Johan. Passes to Duggan. Duggan snaps and there's their second.
Misjudged. It came down to Duggan. And Duggan snaps a goal.
Oh, everyone fat wants their highlights called by the great D committee.
Yes.
And we've heard that in the middle of that for Liam Duggan, who joins us from the West. Welcome to you.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Oh, we're well. You must be well after last week. Did you celebrate, have a frothy? What did you do, Dougsy?
Oh, mate, the ultimate professionals we are now, Bill. 6 day break off the win against Richmond. So we celebrate with a few chopped milks, but it was a nice week for the footy club to get some reward for hard effort.
Chopped milks.
That's what they have at Masters over there, Dougs.
Yeah, Masters has to go. The nippies go all right too.
Yeah, the nippies. And is it still on like Donkey Kong this week in the Western Derby or Derby or whatever it's called?
Yeah, the Derby, yeah. I had to get used to that too, Bill, when I got over here. Yeah. But no, it's it is on. It's there's a little bit of speculation around this week. Obviously, Freo are in some red hot form. Although they haven't got the results the last couple of weeks, been a bit stiff. But obviously our win on the weekend has pumped it up a little bit too. And there's a certain player that a few people are tuning in to watch as well at the moment.
Well, I'm going to get to him in just a second. But the Dockers have owned this rivalry in recent times, Liam. So your boys would be pretty keen to turn that around.
Yeah, we are for sure. They've had the wood over us the last few years. Definitely, we had a good run when I first got to the footy club, and roles have reversed recent times. So we're pretty keen, mate. And again, we saw some better footy over the last couple of weeks against Sydney and the Tigers, and I'm just looking to carry that form into this week and give it a red hot go tomorrow night.
Good country boy, Jimmy from Bacchus Marsh out there. And is it true the great Doug Hawkins coached you at Bacchus Marsh?
He did, mate. Yeah, we had him in our 16th year. So one of my fondest memories was playing under Doug. He brought a lot of fun to the way we went about it, and grew a lot of confidence under him, to be honest, because he was not short of pumping up your tyres.
Yeah, and also you won the premiership, didn't you, that year?
We did. We got the flag. We unfortunately lost a teammate to ours a few weeks prior to that. So it was a pretty emotional year for us, but it finished off quite well.
Yeah.
No, unbelievable junior career, actually. Of course, Vic Metro and the AIS Academy. So you had St. Pat's boy, which is a footy factory, as we know. Mm. So what when your name was called out to go west, Liam, how did that sit with you and the family?
We were super excited early on, and then a couple of hours sort of went by and it sort of sunk in what the what the move was all about. So I just didn't know a lot about West Coast at the time, to be honest with you. And when I sort of got across, it was only a couple of days post the draft, and Mum was sort of still wiping the tears away a little bit. But I've loved it ever since I got over here, and the club have been absolutely phenomenal for me and my family. And 10 years down the track, here I am about to run out for 30 or something like that.
163 games.
Of the best.
We're going to mention his name now. We've given you 5 minutes. Harley Reid. That's all I'm saying.
Where do we start?
Not even a question, Bill.
Well, I read with interest when he, don't argue on Dusty last week, and then Harley comes to the bench and you're on the bench and you had a nice little smile on your face, Dougsy.
Yeah, mate. To be honest, don't argue or not, I'm really enjoying playing with Harley at the moment, and I think everyone's enjoying watching him as well. But he's been a great teammate, and he's settled in really nicely over here. And He's obviously got some star power about him, but he's really trying his best to be the best teammate he can be, and the boys are really appreciating that at the moment. Mm.
Well, Liam, the thing that's interesting for us, we all saw the vision of him throwing kids around in his 18th year, and everyone sort of had the opinion that, well, that's all very well, but he'll get into the big time and that won't happen. It is happening. He's throwing everyone around.
It is, yeah. We copped that for 4 months in pre-season training. Yeah, I got made look silly a few times with Harley next to me. But, yeah, it's impressive, mate. He's for a young kid, he's so strong and confident in himself that he's able to go out there and do that at the AFL level. And, yeah, there's some footage behind the goals and on a couple of those other camera angles that the TV don't quite pick up. and, yeah, he's not doing it just once or twice a game. It's a handful or some.
But it's just a good country boy too.
Mate, he is, yeah. He just wants to play footy at the end of the day. He's probably not our best trainer just yet. he's bringing a game day, and like I said, he's been a joy to have around the footy club.
I tell you what, big day for the Eagles last weekend, of course, defeating Richmond. But the reserves had a win in the Waffle, first time since July 22. So that was good. That's something. And Liam Ryan also played, did he?
Yes, he did, yeah. The boys had a great win. It'd been about 600 days, I think. Yeah. So. For that to happen, and we got to see the end of the game as we were warming up for ours. So it was a nice little bump on the way into our game, and Flynn played in the back line, which was something new for him. I think it was more attack than defence, but he's on his way back, which is really exciting for us. And I think he'll be down there again this week, and I'm not sure if he's up forward or down back, but yeah, good that Flynn's back out there having a run.
Yeah.
What length of time until we see Oscar Allen, your co-captain, Liam?
Yeah, he's actually going really well. He's into the club most days and ticking away with his rehab. I don't think he's quite up and running yet, but he wouldn't be far away with some of the stuff I've seen him doing in the cardio room. So I haven't got an exact time frame for you, but I think within the next couple of months he'll be back out there, and hopefully that's sort of shaping up around the bye.
No, that's perfect. They need him, Fat.
Oh,
very
exactly.
Good player.
I tell you, has come back and is flying. Elliot, yo, 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 yo.
Oh, no.
Flying, isn't he, Leamsy?
He is. He's had a big summer. He wasn't happy with himself. Osman, not happy. Frustrated, I suppose, that he hadn't been able to be on the park the last couple of years. And he went away and had a huge summer. And he's on a bit of a different program to us, to be honest, just to make sure he's out there each and every week. But one of our hardest working players at the moment. And, after his performance on the weekend, it's quite nice having him back out there, especially when you're in the back while I'm watching him do his thing.
Now, Liam, I know you've had a fair bit to do with my third nephew, Hamish, who tells me that as the reigning Sandover medalist, he's one of the most famous footballers in Western Australia. Surely that is not true.
No.
To be honest, mate, I drive past bus shelters around my suburb here in the inner north of Perth, and I see Hamish's face blasted all over. So he's going all right, the big fella. He's I don't know if he's media or not at the moment, but I see him everywhere. So he's actually quite famous. Yeah.
When you say big fella, that's true. Big ass and big thighs.
He is taking up most of the shelter. Yeah.
Hey, mate, good luck.
Yes.
I think every single person involved in footy was delighted to see the West Coast have a win after all the crap you've had to bloody plough through the last couple of years. So that was brilliant, and we hope you have a fantastic day for the Derby.
I appreciate that, fellas. Thank you.
Go on, you dukes.
Triple M's Rush Hour is award-winning radio.
I can't believe you're going up there to get the ACRA award when I'm putting together this.
I can't either.
And the Ford Ranger was awarded Drive's 2023 Car of the Year. Discover why at your local Ford Ranger dealer.
Hey, speaking of the ACRA awards, I've heard our nomination for this year. We might play it today or on Monday.
Yes,
must listen to radio that.
No, I think we hang on to that till Monday. Mm-hmm. That is a special.
Gold? Mm-hmm.
Fat.
Yep.
We've been worried about why we haven't won one.
Yes.
Like, I've won one.
I've won one. Never
so listen. We haven't sort of... In fact, that could be my brag artist as we get to that. Rabsy!
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've had curried sausages for lunch every day this week and twice for dinner.
Put my rubbish bin out for the first time this year.
Unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
All right, Fat, you have got the Granicle scoop.
I have, and I'm marching out, and I don't want them too fast or too short.
No, you do not.
No, I mentioned this the other day, but I took the Dahl out during the week and had one entree, two main meals, drinks, and it cost $64.50.
You're unbelievable.
Under $65, Jimmy.
I would not be bragging about that.
I tipped them $5.50, so $70 for a nice feed. That's good.
I wouldn't be bragging about that.
Why?
Because that just shows you're a cheap ass. That's all that does.
She was happy. I was happy.
Oh,
beautiful.
Of course she was.
Lucky girl.
Yeah, no, all of the above. All right, what are we giving away, please, Rabsy?
We are giving away a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher. We took a few bottles home because Wono dropped them off. They are delicious. Yep. They're Mighty also good. The exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. And if you head to dasherandfisher.com.au and use the code RUSHHOUR, you'll get 25% discount today. Drink responsibly.
Just today.
Just, well, today and next week. And a Wano will help you out. Don't worry about
it. He will help you out.
Those cans
133353. Ring us now with what you've got to brag about out of this week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What does that say, host?
About our listeners.
We're all juvenile.
Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and it's time to brag.
It is, and we got Chrissy Boy from South Melbourne kicking us off. Hello, Chris.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Bill. How are we going?
Good, Chris. Whereabouts in South Melbourne? We're in South Melbourne.
I don't live in South Melbourne. I'm currently here, but I'm in I was in the Emerald Hotel.
Andy and the team.
Andy, which jockey or trainer's there at the minute having a frothy?
There was no jockeys there at the moment, Bill. I left probably a bit early for them to come in,
Righto. What's your brag?
Well, boys, it's nothing physical or anything, but I have two beautiful girls.
Yes.
Love dearly. But the first time in 18 years, the second one at 16 goes, Dad, I was maybe wrong, and you're right.
Ooh. No.
This took me, boys.
16 years.
18 years to hear this.
16. No. She's only 16, so it took 16 years.
The other one's older, Bill.
Oh, no. And she
don't prime him 2 years, mate. Come on.
She nearly said she was wrong, and you were right.
Yes. Yeah, and she didn't actually say she was wrong. She said, I was maybe wrong, Dad, and you're wrong.
Yes, good.
No, well done. I love that. That's on the line, Chris. Johnny in Pakenham?
Yes.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good, Johnny. You're up and about today.
Up and about, mate. Picking the young bloke up a new motorbike. So I shouldn't be up and about because I just pulled a bit of money out of the ATM, but we're up and about.
PT50 or what are you buying?
He's got a KLX 110. Lucky bugger.
Oh, KLX 110.
Oh, 110.
Rip your arms off.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't.
What are you bragging about, please, Johnny?
Yeah, mate, so I put myself into a fishing magazine and I got in.
You're unbelievable.
Explain what that means.
Yeah, how'd you get in?
Well, I've got my young bloke in a few times and I thought, stuff him, I need some old boy time. So, yeah, a bit of me time. So, got myself in.
How? But did you catch a big fish or something?
Yeah, nice bass down in Gippsland. Nice bass, so very good.
Nice bass, Bill.
Yeah, he threw the bait out there and the magazine got him.
That's it.
All right. Stay on the line, Johnny. I like that. Jake is Geelong.
G-Town.
G'day, boys. How are you? How are we?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, going well. Just knocked off.
Oh, beautiful. Where are you going? The Cremorne for a quiet one?
Nah, palms are too expensive.
Righto, Jake.
Yes, they are.
What's your brag?
So my darling wife decided to lace my work lunch with laxatives during the week, and I didn't shit myself.
No, she did not.
She did not.
Did she really?
I tell you what, I come close, but...
She put
thank you, Jake.
In your lunch?
In my work lunch, yeah. Crushed
Why did she do lunch. That, please, Jake?
Oh, we've been pranking each other. It's been good fun, wasn't for me. That's on there.
All right, Jake,
interesting
stay
game
there.
To play,
Jim. Interesting game, Bill. I'm not sure. Who we got next?
We got Daniel in Bill.
We got Bill from Ben.
G'day, Bill. How are you, Bill?
G'day, JB, Billy, Rabs, how's things?
Oh, good. How's Bendigo?
Oh, it's wondrous up here.
Wondrous. What do you got for us, Bill?
This week, my exceedingly beautiful and talented wife was awarded the Bendigo Teacher Trainer of the Year, which is further evidence that she married exceedingly well.
You're so unbelievable. Yes. That's it, Bill. Take all the credit.
What's her first name, Bill?
Lauren.
Well done, Loza. Teacher
Loz.
Trainer of the Year. That is good. Good on her. Like that, Jim. And we got
quality.
Brett there in Wangaratta.
Wang.
Hello, Bretty.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, Bretty. What are you doing?
Just driving home now for a nice couple of frothies.
Righto. What have you been doing, Bretty?
I had an infection in my pacemaker.
Oh, yeah?
And, went down, got stuck in intensive care. They operated. And, I beat the... beat the infection, and I've got a new pacemaker.
Oh, you're so perfect. Well done. Infection well in done. The pacemaker. Mm.
Jeez, that would have been concerning fat.
Bloody oath, but he's
not
back
a part
now.
Of the body you want infection.
He's about to go and have a couple of frothies, so Brady's up and about. We got anyone else?
Is it Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel from Boronia. Oh,
Boronia. Hello, Dan, man.
G'day, how you going?
Hey, Dan.
Feel a bit foolish calling up after all these other brilliant brags.
Yeah.
But I needed some new moccasins the other day, and they were $12 on the shelf, and they scanned through for $6.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He bought the moccasins for $6.
$6 moccasins.
What colour?
Brown.
Yeah. Brown.
Always brown.
Brown, Bill.
Well, there's black.
Nah, they only had brown. I wanted tartan, but they didn't have it.
$6.
Scan through moccasins. For $6.
You tight ass. Well,
that's good.
Be like going out for dinner for 65 bucks. You tight ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, some interesting ones, Jim.
Very good helping, in my opinion. There, we got good. What are you giving away, Raps?
We're giving away the Dasher and Fisher gin. We've also got some Nina and Pasadena and those awesome super dry $200 voucher jackets.
Well, where Johnny, are we heading, Fat?
I'm going to Johnny because he got in the fishing magazine. He had a good bass.
Yes.
And he finally got in the fishing magazine, Raps.
We'll send you a $200 Nina and Pasadena voucher there, Johnny boy.
Beauty. Thanks, boys.
Well done.
Well, Dan, he's scanned through for $6.
By the way, workwear from street to site. Don't let your style clock off when you clock on. It was only a matter of time before we put Nina and Pasadena to work. Head to ninaandpasadena.com.
Say that again.
No.
Clock on and clock off.
That's it.
Daniel's got to win something. $6 moccasins.
Yeah, Dan, we'll send you the $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher. It is absolutely delicious.
You beauty.
Yep, that's it. Who else, Pat?
Thank you, Daniel. $162 of value there for $6, by the way, Dan.
Well, Bill from Bendigo, his wife was the teacher trainer of the year.
Yes,
and he spoke very well, Bill.
What's going on behind JB?
Ready to call the spots off at Bristol. Have a look at him.
I saw somewhere he was signing autographs. There was a card
signing
of him.
Autographs. And was that yesterday at the footy? Where were you signing autographs, Brian? That was Al Nicholson, he reckons.
Oh, they look alike.
Yeah, they look like you, Brian.
Hey, by the way, Bill gets that voucher from Superdry. Their new season puffers have just launched, and there's nothing more iconic. Shop in-store or online at superdry.com.au. Get your new Forever jacket. Tell you what, Bendigo, you need your Forever Superdry jacket as well. And we are getting some, JB.
When do ours arrive, Rabbit?
Well, Ungan's organising, so next year.
Probably next year.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I'm going to give Ben a bit of advice.
Yep, listen to Bill.
He wants a career in radio. Never listen to this show.
After us, it is the Friday Huddle, and they are celebrating all things Chief because it was announced this week that he's becoming a legend of the Australian Football Chief. Hall of Fame.
Well, it's my understanding I had some ears into the Hawthorn Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Which was middle of the week. And every single speaker that got up congratulated the Chief on being made a legend in the AFL Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And he wasn't happy about it, Chief.
He was sitting there and didn't like it.
No, he did. But my mail is he kept saying, this night's not about me. It's about the people in the Hall of Fame at Hawthorn. And every single speaker said, before I start, I just want to recognise the Chief, a legend in the AFL Hall of Fame. So I like that.
Including Silly Shane.
Oh, Sally Shane was one of them. I think Luke Hodge was another. Brad Sewell. They all managed to find a way to just mention the Chief, which is good. Now, Bill.
Yes.
I wasn't able to watch a lot of last night because I was at
good,
my...
Jim.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
At my young bloke's jumper presentation.
Mm.
And I tell you what, young people have opportunities when it comes to football that you and I wouldn't have had. And you're obviously a far better footballer than I ever wanted to even think about being.
Yes.
But, Bill,
yes.
there's coaches. There's assistant coaches.
Yes.
There's heads of strength and conditioning. There's team managers.
You're talking about school footy.
I'm talking about school footy. I was watching this whole thing thinking, my God, when I first started at North Melbourne as the president, we didn't have that many staff for an AFL team.
Yes.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and the girls obviously have got a great program there too, so the whole night was about them all receiving their jumper, which was terrific.
Yeah.
So as I'm listening to all the speeches and...
Lordo.
Seeing, well, Lordo, of course. So he was up there and the head of the girls' program. And then the girls all got their jumpers and that was fantastic. And then the boys all got their jumpers. Mm. So at that point, as a father, you're starting to look at your watch.
Time to go.
You start to look at the old enemy on the wrist saying, righto, well, I'm not sure how much is left in this. Anyway, so.
Did you get a good park out the front?
The park was rock star. Someone left just as I was coming in, so that was good.
Yes.
But the end of it was Lordo interviewing a couple of the assistant coaches.
Oh, yes.
One of them was, we mentioned him earlier, Scott Pendlebury. Ashtua called him Scott.
Oh, Scotty. He's a nice assistant coach.
Very nice. Wow, and a lovely young man. So he was one of them. The other one, Cale Hooker.
Hooksy.
So I'm in the crowd looking at Hooksy, and Hooksy's a monster. He's huge.
Big boy.
And this is a 200-plus gamer for the Bombers.
Yes.
This is a man that was an All-Australian.
Hooksy.
An Essendon Best and Fairest winner fat.
Mm.
And he spoke beautifully, as did Scont, for a good half an hour about their experiences in footy and how lucky these young men are to play with their best mates every week and what a stepping stone this is going to be into their football careers.
Yeah.
They said all the right things and it was absolutely... as I'm standing there listening to all of that, what do you reckon I was thinking about the whole time looking at Hooksy?
Buddy.
Buddy putting a flamethrower.
Oh, you weren't. No. They should have put up some highlights, shouldn't they?
And Hooksy just churning butter trying to keep up with him.
And old Hooksy.
I checked myself 15 times. I said, just stop, stop. He's doing a great service by your young blokes footy team. And then the vision had come back up of Hooksy's arms trying to keep up with Bud. I was like, stop doing it. Stop. And then it just came back. I couldn't help myself.
Everyone's going to think about that, aren't they, for the rest of their lives.
And this man was a star.
He was.
All-Australian, Bill. Essendon BNF winner.
Went forward, kicked goals.
He did everything.
So is that where he ended up? Because my young boy...
He was doing the wine, wasn't he, out at Swan Valley.
Mm. Oscar, my boy, is helping out Joe Watson at Xavier.
He is, I heard that, yes.
And Jack Silvani. But they also thought they had Hooksy.
Oh, did they?
He hasn't turned up for the last month. I'm telling you, Jim.
He's been poached by Lordo.
And mate, he hasn't turned up out there at Xavier. And now he's at bloody Hullery.
That's
Come
it.
Come on, Hooksy.
Well, he's gone with the strength, Hooksy.
Oh, that's what Job would be happy to know that.
I did not know that.
No, exactly.
I probably would have been thinking that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, a couple of big games. How long we got? Let's quickly talk about tonight's game. Interesting one. Carlton Giants is another good one. Jesus. Some good games this week.
Could not tell you. A bit like last night. Yes. I would not know where to send money if I was a gambler tonight.
No.
Not that I am, and I've never punted on football. But I just Essendon were great last week, horrible the week before.
Yes.
Which version of them we're going to see? And Adelaide finally got some momentum after a horrible start to the season. Who's winning this game?
Well, I'd say Adelaide because it's at Adelaide Oval. That's the only reason.
Right.
It's at home. Oh, that's the only reason, Jim. What about Collingwood Port Adelaide? Another good one on MCG
that
Saturday.
That we're doing tomorrow, yep.
Yeah. Charlie Dixon managed.
They had
a nice little chat with Kenny.
Kenny,
didn't he? So managed.
He did.
Yeah, so that's
Well, that's interesting. Mm. That is, because I love that. I love the vision of it.
Yes, exactly.
And what I love in those confrontations, especially with those blokes who have been together for a long time, the coach and player.
Good.
I love the fact that it doesn't matter how those conversations go, Fat. The coach, or in my game, the captain, has always got the bullet in the chamber that he needs. That is, the end of the day, mate, I don't care what you say. I'm the coach and you'll do as you're told.
Yeah, exactly.
And I reckon right at the end, Kenny might have gone with that one.
Yeah. Well, he's managed. So there
managed.
You go. So some really good
who
games.
Wins that? There's a fascinating game.
Well, Collingwood off the break too. How have they come up after the break? You would say Collingwood at the G, but mate, I thought the Saints would win last night, so I'm not tipping anything. No, that's it.
You've,
have a spell, Bill.
Snatched it, have you, Fat?
Okay, well, I think the Cats can win.
Oh, really?
Actually, Brisbane.
You've said
the Gabba.
That now for 15 straight years.
Charlie Cameron. Oh, yeah, he's a good bloke. That's right.
Who are the assistants at Harlebury in there, JB?
Yes.
Scott Pendlebury or Scont. Has,
got one of their prime movers, actually. I've got Scott Pendlebury in the room with me. Scott, congratulations, firstly, on your game today with 34 touches.
Come on, Ash.
Ash has branded him Scont.
Scont.
S-C-O-N-T.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill's just opening a beer while we're doing this. Bernard.
Doing that all thanks to Ford Ranger, by the way, Bill.
Yes, we are indeed.
Speaking of.
What?
The Ford Ranger.
Yes, I'm hearing.
Did
something.
I hear there's an extra layer in the sponsorship deal?
Well, don't go off early, but I'm hearing something next week.
Built what tough. Is it?
Well, they love the joke. Everyone loves the joke. I thought Bunnings might have picked it up the other day when I wore the hat.
No,
but
I think you guaranteed
sent him away.
Exactly.
So the Raptor, I think.
Raptor.
Going to sponsor joke and rap.
The Ford Raptor.
Yes. Yeah,
so well, the XL, like XLS, XLT, the Sport, Wildtrak, Platinum, they're all good, but the Raptor model you're keen on.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. There we
bloody
are.
Eight.
Just let that slip out, didn't you, Fat?
No, well, I said it.
And apparently the video of Bill and Isaac Smith's tour of Geelong will be dropping on our Instagram tomorrow, so you can see
tomorrow.
That as well. Yes.
How long's that taken?
Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger?
4 weeks ago.
Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer. Oh, that's got nothing to do with the Ford Ranger. That would have been done real quick in a
busy.
Ford Ranger.
Yeah, man, here.
It's all about busy.
I don't know what he's been doing.
Hey, give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3-JB, because it is time.
Oh, yeah, 10 grand on the line with Guernsey Cash if you know your numbers and your players and your teams. $10,000 on the line next.
1-3-3-5-3. Yes.
It's 10 seconds to 5 o'clock. We could do it right on the banger.
The
keep
rush
talking.
Hour.
Yes. It's been a good show. Good show coming up. We've got Jacob Van Ruin.
We're going to the news, Bill.
News, Bill.
Here we go. It is now 5 o'clock.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The people say to me all the time, do you and Bill get on? I go, not really. Now it's time to do this for Evernew Caravan.
Do you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Players is your life, Jim.
10 grand.
It's the Rush Hours Guernsey Cash.
Yes, it is.
Isn't the same without an Evernew Caravan. Built to go anywhere with you. EvernewCaravans.com.au.
Caravans by Craftsman Fat.
Yes.
And we have a very excited man who's on his way to Sydney to play lawn bowls.
Well, he's on his way to Colac, I think. G'day, Brad. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. Good. How are you?
What are you doing?
On the way to Colac to visit my girlfriend's cousin's baby and then off to Sydney for lawn bowls tomorrow.
Wow. And you're from Geelong?
Yeah, from Leopold.
Leopold. And you're
so how are you getting from Colac to Sydney?
No, I'm going back tonight and then getting a flight from Tullamarine in the morning.
Oh. All right, we'll just keep the hotel room clean, unlike old mate who...
Wrecked the bottom. Wrecked
it afterwards. All right, how do you know? How do you go with numbers and players? Was that Bradley?
Quietly confident.
Ooh, that's what we like. Rabsy, read him the rules, please.
Well, thanks to Evernew Caravans. Caravans by Craftsman. Touring Australia isn't the same without an Evernew Caravan built to go anywhere with you. Start your journey today at evernewcaravans.com.au. You have 30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them worn multiple numbers for the club. We'll accept either answer, but we have to accept your first answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time.
10 jumpers, 10 numbers, 10 grand. Wow.
All right.
Brad.
You ready, Brad?
There you go.
Ooh. Kelvin Turco or something, that bloke's name, was it? gave his hotel room a bit of a trash.
The lawn bowler, right.
Lawn bowler. All right. Here we go. Brad. Lance Whitnall Carlton.
8.
Anthony Rocker Collingwood.
23.
Ben Keys, Adelaide.
2.
Jake Stringer, Western Bulldogs.
Pass.
Trent West, Geelong.
2.
Ashley Sampi, West Coast.
8.
Stuart Jew, Hawthorne.
5.
Stuart Jew, Port Adelaide. Oh, he started so well.
Oh, mate, bang, bang, bang. Then passed on Jakey Stringer, 9 at the Western Bulldogs. Trent West wore number 12 at the Cats, not 2. And Ashley Sampi wore number 28, not 8. And we won't tell you the others because then we can use them tomorrow.
Probably not tomorrow, but maybe Monday.
Bradford, good luck in Sydney, mate, with the lawn bowls. And you don't go away empty-handed, Rabs.
No, a box of TP5 and TP5X golf balls by TaylorMade. Superior spin, unrelenting distance are headed your way.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Hey, Brad, Bradley. Before, have we got a bit of time or are we going?
No,
we've
got to go.
All right. I'm well wanting to ask Brad if he's a driver. I love the drive in the lawn bowl.
Well, they do. They have that up their sleeve.
All right, okay then, Bill.
Yeah, they can do it all.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
14 years I've had to put up with your and I've had enough of it, so...
Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now, we are joined by young Melbourne Demons gun, Jacob Van Rooyen.
It's long inside 50. Van Rooyen! Oh, big Van! Ooh.
He's
going
to kick to the top of the square. The fire!
After a huge contested mark.
Good boy.
Oh, yes, please.
The rooster. We love the big rooster. And he jumps on the phone. He's about to have a massage. How are you, mate?
I'm going good. Good, thank you.
It normally takes an AFL footballer, Bill, 3 or 4 years in the big time before they get a crowd response the way the Rooster has in his first 10. Well, that just shows you how... What? Don't point to yourself.
Back
you
in
never
the day.
Got one.
Oh, mate, it took 3 games.
No, you'd be joking.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
That's what you got. But big Rooster, it came pretty much straight away for you with the Melbourne fans.
It was pretty cool, I think. Against Sydney, when I kicked my first goal, it got a little bit, and then by the end, I ended up kicking 3, and when I was running to the bench after that, it felt pretty surreal. The whole, the crowd was going off, screaming, so it's a pretty cool feeling.
Oh, they love big forwards, blokes who kick goals, take big marks, fly for their big marks. They're the match winners. Hey, Van Rooyen, Dutch or South African, Jacob?
It's South African.
Oh, there you go. Did you play a bit of cricket and things?
Never really had much to do with that side of the family. But it is a South African name.
No,
yeah.
Fat.
What?
Because the name's South African doesn't mean he comes from South Africa. He comes from Wembley in Perth.
Well, what's Wembley like, Jim?
It's a very nice suburb.
Is it?
Actually,
yes.
Just beyond Subiaco, if you can. Well, you would have played at the old ground.
And the ground's
That's where it is, Rooster, isn't it? Just next suburb on.
Oh, I'm from Wembley, or a suburb called Wembley Down, so it's a little bit further out, but not far away.
Just down a bit from Wembley. Tell us, Claremont, were you kicking a lot of goals at Claremont, were you, as a kid, or Wembley Downs?
I played a fair bit of back line when I was growing up, but then, when I swung forward in under-18s, found myself on the end of a few with, bit of help from the guys up the field, which was nice, but always good to get on the end of some.
Yeah, exactly.
Being one of the great footy factories, of course, Claremont Fat, as we all know, some of the all-time greats, Rooster,
who?
Have come out of the Claremont Football Club, as you would be aware.
Yeah. Who we got? Well, Nat Fife from out there at the moment.
Yes.
I
got one for you, Rooster. James Brayshaw reckons he was a star there. Did you see his name up there and any honour boards?
James Brayshaw.
Of course you did, Rooster.
The only thing I know about Brayshaw is there from whenever I go over to Deb and Sticks Brayshaw's house, and they'd tell me all about it because they had Taj and Judd living with them, who were two East Fremantle boys, and they'd always let them know
that Claremont was a much better side.
Oh, Jim, you reckon you played there, your mate, photos up in the rooms and everything. Jacob hasn't seen it.
Rooster played Colts, and then he was drafted. He didn't play seniors for the mighty Tigers, so he was there for a minute. I'm not blaming him. He should be aware, but Rooster, if you go back, of course, to the Cracker Brothers and Graham Moss and Guy McKenna, Chris Lewis, like the joint has Ash McIntosh, who used to give you an absolute pasting
once
every time West Coast played Geelong.
Twice now, in grand finals.
How are we going with the Demons? Everything looked pretty good, and then the last outing against Brisbane, it seemed to fall away a bit.
We'd had a good run over the probably last four games before Thursday night, but no, like Brisbane are a good side, and we've been under the pump for the last 2 weeks. The pretty busy schedule, but like I said, it was busy. It's no excuse though, and I think we just need to look forward from that and take what we can out of that game and how we can improve from that.
Yeah, you're still fifth on the ladder thereabouts, and you've won four, lost two, bye weekend, come along at a good time. What are you going to do, Rooster?
Well, we've got training this weekend because we're playing the early game. We got the Wednesday night this week, which is exciting. So, training most this weekend.
Well, that's a big one against Richmond, of course, Anzac Eve. That is a big game, that one.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it, excited.
Well, you should be excited after just pinning a 4-year deal, Rooster. They don't come along too often.
No, that's also really exciting. From a personal perspective, I'm really enjoying my time over here. And to start the Demons for 5 years after this year is super exciting for myself and also my family.
So were you tempted at all to go home? We always hear about the go-home factor with the Perth boys. Yes. Was there any thought of that?
I wouldn't particularly say so. At this stage, I've really enjoyed my time at the club, and they've done everything they can to make me feel at home and welcome, and they do realise that, and they have know that they've lost a few guys in the past to that go-home factor, so they're always really conscious about making sure we feel happy in this new environment. So I do get home a fair bit in the opportunities I can. So, no, the club's been good.
By the way, Deez fans, celebrate the number two signing on till 2029 with $29 junior memberships available until this Sunday. Just jump on the website to sign up, membership.melbournefc.com.au.
Or you would have thought Freo and West Coast would have been coming at him too, wouldn't you? So well done on you for staying at Melbourne. That is fantastic. And good for the Melbourne culture and the future and things like that. Clayton Oliver's thumb, have you seen him around? Has he been training or just resting up?
So Clary had surgery this week on his finger. It went really well. He has been back training, and hopefully he won't miss any footy and be running out with us on Wednesday night.
Oh, you're a doctor too, are you?
Hey, Rooster, I always like seeing some young boys coming through into a really good side. Yourself, we've already discussed. Judd McVie, I had to explain to Bill who he actually is. One of the best intercept medium-sized
like
defenders
Brad
in Scholl. The comp. He looks a lot like Knuckle Scholl. Caleb Windsor, really like the look of him. Tajwo Woden, you mentioned. Cade Chandler. Colstrom Tolstrup, or whatever the hell his name is. Colton Tolstrup. So it's nice. You got a nice group of young boys.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see that come through, and what was part of my decision to stay at the club, seeing how we've got such a strong young crop of players coming through. So, no, it's super exciting for myself personally, but also the club moving forward.
And you got the old boys. We love the old boys. Gee, they've been good again, haven't they, with Petrarca and Maxi Gorn and Viney. Gee, they're great. They've been great players for the Melbourne Footy Club.
No, they have. Superstars in the competition, and especially the club, and always a good person to lean on if you ever need advice about anything.
Now, Rooster, as a young fella coming out of WA, to land on Anzac Eve and to play that incredible game when all the lights go off and the candles get lit up and you've got the lighting of the urn and the two playing groups and the playing of the last post and all the incredible things that happen in that game, you must absolutely be pinching yourself.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Last year was unreal. Yeah, it was a
experience that I'd never felt before, and it was super exciting. The lights go out and everyone gets their phone torches out. It's super cool. And then, yeah, when the game starts, it erupts. And I reckon, yeah, it's one of the biggest games I've ever played in before, and I'm really looking forward to this week.
You're loving Melbourne? Just the vibe around Melbourne?
The city or the
city?
Club?
Sorry, city. Yeah, the city.
No, I'm starting to grind me. I've definitely, yeah, took some time to get used to it. It's a lot busier than
Wembley Downs.
starting to really enjoy it.
Where are you basing yourself out of, Rooster?
At the moment, I'm in Chadstone because we do a lot of training out at Casey, so it's just a practical spot in between the city and, out at Casey.
You're living in Chadstone?
No. Oh.
Not the shopping centre.
Chadstone. Wow.
I've never heard of anyone living
in Chadstone. No, either right. Who do you live with, Jacob?
Andy Moniz Wakefield, one of the other boys my age. Yeah, he hasn't played a game yet, but he's doing really well in the VFL, and hopefully he'll get a chance soon.
And right. Andy Moniz Wakefield, he's from Nightcliff, Northern Territory.
Yep, Darwin boy.
Yeah, oh, good.
Now, yeah. Angus not playing at the club anymore, of course, but still got very close contacts with the playing group. Have you been out to the new bar, Rooster, in Richmond, Lenny's on Lennox Street?
No, I haven't yet. That's something I do need to tick off the list. It looks, from the photos I've seen, it looks really nice. So, yeah, I'll have to head down there at some point.
A bit far from Chadstone, I think. Yeah.
Long way from Chadstone. You need to get the train in. But, Rooster, what I would have thought as his uncle and someone who's been instrumental in crafting his career, when I got in there, I thought I might get a little deduction off the invoice.
And?
Full tote.
Sucked in.
Rooster, I had to pay every cent.
I might give it a pass then and head over to Gorney's. I know he'll give me a bit of a discount.
Oh, yeah, Gorney's got a good bar, exactly. Or there'd be a bar there at the shopping centre in a chatty. Just drop in
up at Hoyts.
Hoyts or something. Hey, mate, well done. Good luck. That game? Anzac Eve. That will be a beauty.
It'll be Wednesday night.
Looking forward to that, Jim. I forgot what day Anzac fell on this year, but we'll work it out. And you just keep doing what you want to and keep flying. We want you to fly and take hangers. That's what the big Fords do, mate.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
Go and enjoy the massage, Big Rooster.
Catch you later. Bye.
Young gun from the Demons, Jacob Van Rooyen on the Rush Hour. By the way, D's fans, celebrate the number 2 signing on until 2029 with $29 junior memberships available until this Sunday. Just jump on the website, membership.melbournefc.com.au.
Is that between Gucci and Prada? Houses? Oh, no. How do you live in Chadstone?
Well, there's houses there, Jim. It's just not a shopping centre.
Oh, it's just past East Malvern, between like East Malvern and
I've been to Chadstone. I know where to. I can only park in the one spot every time.
Could be in that hotel.
Because I can't find my bloody car.
No.
Near David Jones.
If I don't park in the same spot. David Jones.
Yeah.
If I don't park there, I can't find my car. But I want to know where the Big Rooster's house is.
Well, maybe he can't find his car and it's just stuck in
the shopping centre.
I think that's what's happened.
Is bigger than the suburb.
It is.
And he didn't know you, Jim, there at Claremont.
They all know. No. They all know. No, and he'll battle to kick 9 in a game too. It's a record set, Fat, that not many get past.
For the seconds, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter who it is.
Like 9 playing against rabbits.
Just 9.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you go near the War Museum.
Oh, no. Now, a miracle today.
What?
I left on time.
Yes.
And arrived on time.
Airlines, you're talking.
Into Adelaide, yes.
Wow.
And as I'm walking off the plane, I'm waiting for Luke Hodge and Abby Holmes, who just a bit further back in the plane. Anyway,
as we're
getting on the car and going to the hotel, and this bloke walks past me, Fat.
Yeah.
Says, I haven't heard an idiot song for a while.
Oh.
I really like them. I said, stand by. Because I've got a good feeling that's what we're going to be hearing tonight.
Mm.
And Matty Haywood, the genius in the booth, has been hard at work. He's put a song together, Radzi. I'm a long way away, but it's my understanding we're going to hear from The Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It is true.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I like this already. Hit it, please.
Are you going tonight?
Mate, it's not tonight. No, I'm not going to the game tonight. I've got to work.
Well, the
catering. That's what I'm in here to plug, Bill.
Oh, we got to plug your show.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival was literally in the introduction they played 30 seconds ago, mate.
Will Legitimate. Whatever.
Get an easy what name, Will.
Will Legitimate. Get back to real friendships, Ginny. Get back to real.
Do you call me Ginny? Can you please make sure?
Come on, we gotta do this.
Oh my God.
Cameron, Charlie. Engineered Ranger is renowned for its blend of capability, performance, and technology, Jim. And let me tell you, today I will go 4 from 4, and 4 out of 4 ain't bad. Is that what he's saying, the big fella?
No, not what he said, no.
Imagine.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yes.
Well, this is 4 out of 4 ain't bad. Which Sandsville club is reportedly... I love you.
Jim, I'm going to say, you know my maiden's mother name.
Have I said this
maiden's
one?
Mother name.
Mother's maiden name was Irish.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, I'm right.
Yeah, oh. How do you spell your premier's name, Peter Melamanakis? Because you got 7-month-year-old twins.
Yeah, yep, 7.5-month-year-old twins,
seven
and yeah, just
month-year-old.
That's
just,
how you say it.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
He's a teacher,
seven
and he's got month-year-old seven twins.
Oh.
You went up north,
yeah.
Tundala or something. Well, I'm too scared to say it. We're up in the Barossa. I went out there too. That's nice.
That's not bad.
Tundala.
I reckon they've got
another go at that.
Tundala. They got a game out there next
Tanunda.
Year. Tundala. Hey, it was.
Tundala, he's called.
Which player won the 2024 Masters?
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. Boom, baby.
Boom, baby.
Scotty Scheffler.
I've said it before, Jim, and I'll say it again. Bull-ing.
What is that?
I tell you what.
It was a masterpiece.
It's a great song.
Poor Menescus.
Yes.
He's called him?
That's him.
Melamanescus.
He knows who he is. A great song, poor content. Not a lot there, so that tells me I've been good.
A lot there, and I especially love the little breaking words.
I'm going to, after this show, I'm going to grab Maddie and we're going to HR, Jim.
Oh, God.
Yes. PR or HR, I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, that is superb.
Maddie voice.
Absolutely superb, Maddie. Well done.
Fruity Friday joke coming, but...
Where's it come from?
It's not from Bill. No. It's not from... Well, it is from a listener, but a very famous listener.
Yes. Bangers.
No. Bangers.
Cameron Bancroft.
Ooh. I did not even know he listened to our show, Cam.
No. He's over there playing cricket.
Fat,
in
I know
the
that, but
cricket.
I'm talking about over the course of the journey. I didn't know he was a fan.
Yeah.
I should have assumed because everyone is.
Yeah, exactly.
But he sent you a joke from England.
He did, because it's nice and cold over there, and this warms the... all of his heart.
Oh, come on.
No, we cannot
be
going with that.
We're
not going with that. Maddie, just a little edit there.
Oh, no. Cockles of his heart, Jim.
Better, Bill's joke from Cameron Bancroft coming up next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, before we send off to the Friday huddle, JB, to finish off the week, Bill has a joke.
Yes, I do. He does. And before we get to that, of course, next week, Josh King from the Storm.
Oh, Joshy boy.
Jack Ginnivan, David Zaharakis. And it's, of course, a bit of a short week, a broken up week. So we're going to have some nice rush hour amongst it. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Cam Bancroft.
Yes.
Sends you a joke.
He did.
What, direct message or just got your number?
Slid into my DMs, Jimmy boy.
Right, did it right.
And that's what he said. I love your jokes on the show, Billy. It's too bloody cold here in the UK, but luckily your gags warm me up. There you go. From Bangers.
Righto.
So that's nice. And it's the blue tick, so we know it's Cam. So that is very nice.
Very good. Yes. Righto. Like it.
Yeah, so.
And hello to Cam Bancroft, by the way. And bloody stiff not to be included in the Australian team last year. The runs he's poured on in first-class cricket in Australia, he should have been picked, in my humble opinion.
Yes, we're all behind Bangers now. Yeah. He's a mate of ours. The show. Righto, Rabs. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Oh, nah. Because you're not funny, man. Grow up. At least not on purpose. Oh! What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the right light so this recording device works.
Righto.
Righto.
How's your hair looking, do you reckon?
Oh, I'm looking magnificent. Get on with your joke.
A tinge of red. Three nuns were unfortunately killed in a car accident, Jim. And they're sent
up.
It is
unfortunate.
Well, it is. Bloody oath. And they're sent up to heaven. St. Peter is on the gates there to let them in or not. And St. Peter says you got to answer one question and you get in through the gates into heaven.
Right.
So he asks the first woman there. What was the name of the first woman ever on earth? She says, Eve. Bang, you're in.
In.
It's the little buzz thing, opens the gates. She goes in.
The little buzz thing.
Buzzes are in, Jimmy.
Yep.
Second woman's there. Where did Eve live? Second woman's thinking. She goes, oh, I know, the Garden of Eden. Bang, buzzer in. Two are in. Third lady standing there, and St. Peter says, I'm going to make this a bit harder now. It's a bit more difficult because those two got in pretty easy. What did Eve say when she first saw Adam? Third lady goes, jeez, that's a hard one. She goes, bang, buzzer, you're in.
He's told it before.
Well, it's not mine, it's Bangers, and I come from the UK.
All you needed to do was say to Bangers, I love your input, mate, but I've told that joke before and I'm not telling it again.
I haven't told about the three nuns up there. That's a new part to it. So, Rabs, just go with it.
You've told that joke in its entirety before, but we love Cam Bancroft.
Yeah!
Oh!
Cam, you got me over the line.
No!
We love Bangers.
We do. Bangers, well done, Bangers. He got me over the line. Sucked in, Jimmy boy. Hey, where you going? Calling or boundary umpiring? What are you doing?
Nowhere near you is where I'm going.
We'll see.
Wombies,
we're going to cockles of his heart, Jim. Jim?
Jim. I've had enough.
Jim.
Of you.
Jim, what are you, how come your hair's red? Jim.
I'm now sending this to
Why are you dressed up like a fool's head? Why are you in that room? What's wrong with you, Jim? Jim.
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 Jim. I think that's sent. Tell busy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.